is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Middlehauser, an ecologist with Maine Natural History Observatory.
It's 4:30 in the morning. I'm heading out to an island to do a botanical inventory. This is the first of three separate inventory sessions, and each session can take multiple days. So I'm loading my truck with a bunch of gear and inflatable boat for getting ashore and food. This is a multi-day trip on this particular inventory. So it's 5:25 now, just getting on the road. It takes a while to load everything up, check the bearings on the boat trailer, get everything set, make some coffee, double check that I've got everything I need, and then get on the road. I've got a little over an hour trek to the boat launch in Rope Bluffs. Well, it's 7:20. I finally got launched. That's always a process, rigging the sailboat, getting the boat launch, getting the truck and trailer back in a parking spot for the night. We're now out. There's a little bit of a breeze, but it's pushing us along rather nicely. I think we'll have a nice sail to the island, probably doing between 3 and 6 knots, depending on what kind of wind we get in various places. I'm on the island now. It's about 9:30. I got the anchor down at about 9. I'm doing a botanical inventory of Little Spruce Island. It's off of Rook Bluffs. I'll traverse this island many times this summer, but this is the first trip. And generally what I do on the first trip is I circle the whole island, just walk the whole coast. And this is a big island, so it's going to take a few days. And I've got the whole island gridded into grid cells. And I do a complete botanical inventory of each grid cell. And I'll start walking the shoreline north of here and check my GPS to see what grid cell I'm in, make a complete list of species in that grid cell, and move along to the next and do the same thing. But I've been doing this for 30 years, doing whole island inventories and multiple trips. And so this would have been very difficult when I was first starting out. I didn't know all the plants, I had to learn them. And now, 30 years later, walk along these shores, I can identify most everything by sight, even if it's immature or just starting to come up. There are some plants that I need to look at under a microscope, and I just make a collection of those and note it in my book. The dinghy is ashore and tied up. I know the tide's going out, so the dinghy will be safe here for the rest of the day. I'll go see what cool plants I can find on this trip. So it's about 11:30, just taking a short break here on the shore. Been at it for a couple hours. I don't know, this is kind of typical. You have to go slow and be very observant to pick up plants. And if you go fast, you just miss too much. As a botanist, I mostly write down Latin names. I don't know common names for a lot of them. And that's because a lot of other botanists also just use Latin names. It's a great way to communicate and know exactly what species we're talking about. For common names, I think of them more as nicknames, like Epilobium ciliatum. Looks like basil, and it's found along the shore, so I have a nickname for that of seaside basil. But if I want to communicate with other botanists, I use the Latin name because they'll know what I mean. I don't tend to keep track of how many grid cells I've done or how many I've left to go. Some grid cells go really quick because they're not diverse, and others so diverse you may spend an hour. How many you've done, how many left to go doesn't really have meaning. Well, it's 7:30 and a long day of field work. Just got back to the boat and kind of put up the tent, make some supper, pull out my sleeping bag and try to relax. Looks like we might get a little rain tonight. But yeah, really good day. Covered a lot of ground. Still got a lot more to do tomorrow.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.